Before the uprisings, Libya produced roughly 1.6 million barrels of light sweet crude per day. Today, the country's oil production is barely one-fourth of that. And yet, despite the country's historic dependence on oil exports, Middle East expert Anthony Cordesman says oil is not the key to Libya's future.
There's a debate over how long it will take to bring its existing production online, whether it can go back to what it was producing before this started in a matter of months, a year, a year and a half. But no matter what happens, that doesn't bring national wealth. It has to create an economic structure that has many other ways of providing money, or its people are not going to have the stability, the careers, the income they want.
With nearly one in three Libyans out of work and a poverty rate above 30%, Cordesman says what the country needs most is cash. Cordesman says some of that will come from unlocking billions of dollars Gaddafi stashed away during his 42-year reign.
At this point in time, Libya can draw on the fact Gaddafi built up a vast amount of international reserves. Many of them are not liquid. It does not have the capability or the governance to spend the money quickly and wisely. And that amount of money will go very quickly if it's wasted simply on empty jobs and big projects that don't produce real development.
The U.S. government has promised about $40 million to help Libya secure and destroy its dangerous weapon stockpiles. But aside from playing a guiding role in Libya's transition to democracy, Cordesman says there's little the U.S. can or should do in Libya.
We need to be very careful to help the Libyans help themselves as much as we can. We don't want instability in North Africa. We don't want an oil power to be permanently tied up in internal conflict. We don't want Islamic extremism to take over, but we really have to be honest about our own capabilities and particularly our own politics now.
Officials from the World Bank and International Monetary Fund say they're working to help Libya assess its battered economy and improve its public finances. The IMF announced recognition last month for Libya's transitional government, paving the way for future financial assistance. Millar Sega, VOA News.